In the far corner, a wiry man in his early 60s, bent over the gutted remains of a motor. His stained overalls hung loosely on his frame. A tag on his chest was reading Alaric, and his hands were dark with oil as he worked with practiced precision. Despite his humble surroundings, there was a quiet efficiency to his movements, a testament to decades of experience. He hummed softly under his breath, pausing only to squint at the motor or wipe his hands on a rag tucked into his belt. Thomas pushed the door and stepped in.
"Good afternoon, gentlemen," he said. "Would you mind awfully if I..."
And he indicated the workbench. Alaric smiled at him and answered unceremoniously,
"Are you, matey? Sit yourselves. You're always welcome, you know."
And even as he was speaking, he began to clear out a stool in a corner of the workbench.
"There," he said, "you're gonna be like a pig in shit there."
The workshop was bathed in a dull gray light as Thomas began to work meticulously on the lamp, his hands steady despite the tremors of fatigue. The lamp, though simple at first glance, was far from ordinary. The bulb was mounted at the center, surrounded by a delicate ring that rotated slowly when powered, or at least was supposed to. Thomas's fingers traced the edges of the ring, adjusting it carefully. Attached to the opposite sides of the ring were two small figures, one a proud, fearsome Tyrannosaurus Rex, the other a sturdy, armored Stegosaurus. Alaric, who'd been working on a broken tool nearby, glanced over at Thomas's progress, his curiosity piqued by the strange design.
"Ah, you got some imagination, Thomas,"
he remarked, leaning in to get a better look.
"That's no ordinary lamp, is it?"
Thomas didn't look up immediately, but muttered to himself, his voice calm, cultured, and precise, despite the strain. "No, it is not. It's for Ephraim. He's into dinosaurs of late, keeps asking about them, and I thought this might make him happy." Thomas paused for a moment, his hands stilling on the lamp, and a brief, almost apologetic expression flickered across his face. "I think I never really thanked you for letting me use your tools." "Thank you, Alaric. It means a great deal to me." Alaric waved a dismissive hand, a casual grin tugging at his lips.
"Boy, it's not, Thomas. We're mates, ain't we? What's mine's yours, and there's always space in here for a bit of work, especially if it's for the lad."
Thomas nodded, a faint smile crossing his face as he resumed his work. "Still, I appreciate it, truly." Alaric chuckled softly and gave him a light slap on the back.
"Aye, aye, let's get on with it then. I'd like to see how the bloody contraption works, eh?"
Alaric pinched his lips and adjusted his corrective glasses, intrigued as he inspected the rotating mechanism.
"Aye, a moving ring, eh? Custom job, that. Bet you got that from an old clock, eh? Knew it. Oh, it's clever. I take it it's not just for show."
"Not just for show, indeed. It is the main bearing of a grandfather clock. I exchange it for my transport pass for a month," Thomas replied. Alaric looked at him with an air of serious respect.
"You're gonna walk the old bloody way and back for a month so your kiddo got himself a new lamp?"
Thomas nodded. "It's designed to cast shadows on the wall when the light is turned on. The figures, the dinosaurs, are positioned such that as the light shines, their shadows will appear to move. The T-Rex will gradually close the distance to the Stegosaurus, in effect, chasing it around the room. A rather whimsical effect, I admit, but one I think Ephraim will find amusing." Alaric chuckled softly, his rough hands resting on his hips as he watched the careful movements of Thomas.
"You know, you always talk funny, you posh geezer," he chuckled, "but you're still a nice guy. The m'lady Blake, she chose you right, but then again, you chose her right, too, so you both be okay."
Thomas was not absolutely sure what Alaric meant, but he had no doubt it was some manner of compliment, so he smiled to the mechanic. "I want to see these beasts chase around," he murmured.
"A shadow chase? That's something I never seen before. you're telling me that when the light comes on, those two figures are going to cast shadows and make it look like the T-Rex is chasing the Stegosaurus?
That's precisely it, Thomas replied, his hand still moving over the ring, making sure everything was secure. The ring rotates slowly so the shadows will shift gradually. The T-Rex will appear to move closer to the Stegosaurus as though pursuing it across the wall. Alaric's eyes widened, impressed.
Well, that's something, Thomas. You made that all on your lonesome?
He whistled in appreciation and went on.
I've seen a lot in my time, but that's a clever bit of work, especially for a clean fingers geezer. I'll give you that.
Thomas smiled and looked at his fingers, which were currently definitely not clean. His fatigue was evident. He repressed a coughing fit, maybe triggered by the dusty air, but still had a raspy convulsion that attracted an air of sincere concern from Alaric.
You okay, mate? Want a wee water?
Thomas, breathing deeply and trying to clear his throat, waved him the universal sign. Nah, I'm good. And went on with his description of the lamp. It's hardly more than a trifle. It's a small gesture for Ephraim. He deserves a better environment to study and not just the light of a candle. This lamp should provide sufficient illumination and more besides. Alaric leaned back, crossing his arms as he regarded his friend with a thoughtful expression.
Aye, that lad of yours, he's got a fire in him. Always something new to ask about. He'll love this, though, I'm telling you. He'll be sitting there watching the shadows, thinking it's magic, no doubt.
Thomas chuckled quietly, though it was even more strained. He might. He's always full of curiosity. He paused for a moment, a thought surfacing in his mind. He's also very likely to remark that there are tens of millions of years between the two species. Perhaps he'll even wonder how they could even be in the same room together. Alaric grinned.
I'd say the lad's got the right of it, eh? Smart as a whip, that one.
Thomas laughed again, the weight on his shoulders lightened for a moment. He does indeed.